Alvahit, Untamed 60s Beat and Garage Nuggets from Spain Volume 2. Previous to that, Another Chance. Four Larks from the album Groovin' at the Go-Go, The Heart Hunt Story. Something's Calling by James Hunter 6. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059.
Glory stompers, right now. story. From the greatest book ever written comes the greatest story ever lived and told of the infamous symbol of Christianity, Jesus Christ. The story, the crucifixion of Christ, and from a voice way in the distance.
And he never, never. Old time revival, yes indeed. The soul revivals, an old time soul revival. Try to have that every week on Sinner's Crossroads. It was courtesy of the Burning Bush record label out of Mobile, Alabama. Soul Revivals, Old Time Revival, kind of a broke down country and western gospel number right there. And right before that, we heard The Amazing Golden Sons and The Crucifixion of Christ, courtesy of the Pink Cloud record label out of Oakland, California from 1959. Brother L.L. Hollins Jr. on the little spoken introduction there. My name is Kevin Nutt, and you're tuned to the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here this evening on listener-supported Freeform WFMU. We're just getting underway this evening. We have our show right before us. Please join us for the next 50 minutes or so. I know the Alabama Humble Tones would be absolutely charmed and appreciative if you stuck around just long enough to hear their number. Sweep around your own door is what they're going to be singing right here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
CC, the powerful voice of the gospel. You're tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on Listen Supporters Free Farm, WFMU. Stay tuned for more beautiful gospel music here on Sinner's Crossroads. You'll be blessed.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is tramping across the vengeance with a great soraphic storm. off its trembling swiftly swore, God true, still marching on. Whoa, glory,
glory, glory,
hallelujah. Oh,
glory, glory,
hallelujah. Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom, transferred for you and me. He have died to make men holy, the Lord have died to make men free. God true, still marching on.
But the victory of God. why. Oh, yeah. If I was a sinner man, this is what I would do. Sinner man.
If I was you,
this is what I would do.
This is what I would do.
Mention that service is every night at 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're having 2 day services. That's on Friday and then on Saturday.
Amen.
At 12 noon on Friday and at 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Amen.
And then we're having those special services for the children, you know, as God give me to minister to the children. And then we're having that job service, which is on Friday night. You that need a job, or you that are anticipating, you don't know what to do, whether to stay on your job where you are, or whether to look for a better job. The Lord gives me to tell people things through the gift of knowledge. Yes, beloved, through the gift of knowledge, I see things. I see it through the eyes of God. I do not apologize. I am a prophet. I was born like this. No, I don't look through no crystal ball. I'm not a reader because you are not a book. I don't read to people. You read books. So you get there. God show me things. I see through the eyes of God. God drops things into my spirit through the gift of knowledge. And I tell you what God shows me. Get there. You will be astonished. You will be amazed how God uses me as an instrument. Now that's tonight at 7:30. And then on Friday at 12 high noon. And then Friday night is that special job service. And then on Saturday we hope in that children's service. I'll tell you what your child will grow up to be. I'll tell you if you should send your child to college.
Oh, you cannot deny.
Oh, no.
Bishop R.L. Williams and the Ephesus gospel chorus. God is Gracious, parts 1 and 2, both sides of the 45, expertly edited by moi. It's on the Spreading Flames record label, gorgeous record label. Nice choir-based gospel record on the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Yes, indeed. We heard the Alabama Hummeltones there a little while ago with Sweep Around Your Own Door. They were the Snuff Dipper and the Liars gonna sit down and stay all day. And it might just be your own fault. Alabama Hummeltones, great record, not just because it was from Alabama. On the Kazette record label, we heard the Peerless Gospel Singers and a wonderful version of God's Truth is Marching On. John Brown's Body, of course, a very historically poignant and important gospel record there. On the Topps record label, Peerless Gospel Singers. Thank you, folks, for singing that. Alfred Goodell and the Sensational Harmonizers, Hand in Hand, on the S&H record label. Yes, Gospel Travelers. Jesus is Coming Back. That's what they were singing about on the Gospel Travelers record label. And we ended the set there with Bishop R.O. Williams and the Ephesus Gospel Chorus. Yes, indeed. Sinner's Crossroads, the title of the program you're tuned to here on listener-supported Freeform WFMU. We're here every week. My name is Kevin Nutt. Also here every week is AccuPlaylist, up and running. You can probably hear the hum of it in the background. The Gospel Knuckleheads, join the fellowship. Post there on the message board. Why don't you say hello? We can also be reached by email if you have any inquiries, salutations, criticisms, requests. Yes, indeed. Ernest Frazier started us off in the Sons of David. You ought to have been there on the Gospel Records Incorporated record label on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Well, you ought to have been there. You ought to have been there when the Holy Ghost fell. You ought to have been there.
You ought to have been there
when it slipped my soul. Don't you know it would
clap it in the hand?
Then it told me. Let me tell you.
You ought to have been there.
I want to say it again. I said you ought to have been there.
You ought to have been there when the Holy Ghost fell.
Ought to have been right there. Ought to have
been there
when it set my soul. Don't you know it wasn't clapping in the hand? He told me that's the reason. Oh, I said you ought to have been there.
You ought to have been there.
You ought to have been there.
You ought to have been
there. I said you ought to have been there. When he saved my soul, then he wrote my name. I better write it on the heavenly wall. It was clapping in my hand. It was burning in my feet. Then he told me to tell. Tell everybody I knew. I told that long time liar. I told that gambling man. I told that poor backslider. You better run to Jesus. I bet he will save your soul.
Now I'm here to tell you that I myself have come because I had a problem at one time. Couldn't hold on to no money. But nature was on vacation and just seemed like everything was going wrong. And number one, I've just come back each time because I like to keep up a stock on that B-2000. Talking about the generals and the colonels and the sergeants and all that. I'm just going to call it the B-2000. Me and my red bone, we come through this way. We enjoy coming down and seeing Reverend Isaiah because Reverend Isaiah told me the truth from day one. But I'm here to let you know the spiritual workshop here has helped me and all my family, friends, and all the ones that have came to see him, that everyone that I told him to come see him, even the ministers in different places, because I've visited a lot of places. have come to see Reverend Isaiah. A lot of people don't say nothing about this man of God because they try to keep their business quiet, but I understand that when they come to see Reverend Isaiah, things have turned. I haven't heard one bad thing about this man of God. This Reverend Isaiah, I'm here to say Reverend Isaiah has helped me throughout time, and that V2000 is just what I'm here to talk about each time I come through here, heading down to the coast. And I'm glad to be here once again, giving honor to God, just to let you and everyone know that Reverend Isaiah is right here, right now, at the telephone lines or wherever you can see him. Just come in. Just come on in. Just come right on down here to State Street. Just come right on down here to State Street, right here at the Spiritual Workshop, to see my good friend, Reverend Isaiah.
Time is now to tomorrow, for it may never come. Don't you wait for your brother.
To a friend, give it to a loved one, but tell them to be sincere and please do not play. Tell them this is business. If they have to play, do not call that number. Please do not even visit the spiritual workshop if you have to play. If you need help and you come into play before you get your help, don't come. Get the play out of you before you come. This is business. B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, business. Please do not play, my friends. Do not play. That's why you're where you're at now, because you play. When people see that you play, they play with you. But when people see that you're sincere, they got to respect you, my friend. Why? Because you demand it. You're showing them that you're not playing. And I demand that you come to me with respect and do not play. I demand that. That I demand, because I'm not going to play with you. Oh, my friends, listen, because I know you're going to want to visit before this week out. You might want to wait till the weekend. You might want to come after you get off and wait. But I want you to listen later to me, say, I just love that record you play, I Don't Have to Cry Sometimes. You want to know who it's by? It's by Sister Katie Sankey. She's out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I want you to listen to it now, sweetheart, because you come in the spiritual workshop all the time, and we're going to get right back to you in a minute. But get that pencil and a piece of paper. Right now, I want you to listen to Sister Katie for me.
Jesus, he's all right. Oh yeah, I met the man. Oh yeah, he's all right. The dollar man, he's all right. my bread when I'm hungry. He my doctor on my sick bed. He my lawyer when I need him. He's alright, he's alright. Do you believe me? Do you believe? Do you believe me? It's alright.
Johnny UL, the Great Hummingbird record label. This Whole World, kind of a disco-y kind of gospel song. That's okay. That is perfectly fine here on Sinner's Crossroads. And as his DJs are wont to say, just enough time to tell you who you heard in that set. Ernest Frazier started us off in the Sons of David. You ought to have been there on the Gospel Records Incorporated record label. We heard Francis Jackson with the Reverend Charlie Jackson on guitar in there. And way over yonder, that new burying ground on the Booker record label, of course, The Time Is Now, Holy Raiders record label. The sensational Golden Airs of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Jesus Is All Right. Yes, on the Burning Bush record label. Wonderful illustrative Burning Bush record label, sensational Golden Airs of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And the Soul Revivals that we started the show off, also on that Burning Bush label. And we ended the set there with the Johnny UL. This old world, it is, it's old world. Hang in there, brothers and sisters. Thank you to the mighty gospel friends, of course. You've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in. Stay tuned to WFMU. It's always good. It'll do you good. It's not a panacea, but it's close to it. And we'll see you next week.
I knew the Lord would lead and guide me on. Shut up. Shut up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Jack all this week.
Now wait.
gonna take a little nip. In this old room and house. Now I guess I'll get back into the groove, because I know next week I'm gonna have to move. There's that old woman again knocking on the wall. All right, moms, all right, moms. We're gonna take it easy, we're gonna take it easy. All right, you don't need to knock anymore. You don't need to have to knock anymore. Oh, play it on, daddy-o, play it on, daddy-o. I know doggone well I gotta move out of this room next week. But I'm ready, so help me, I'm ready. Cause I had myself a solid ball, a solid ball.